Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Well, it's hard to think of outdoor adventures, especially summertime adventures, when we keep getting these periods of snow, blanket after blanket. But there are some things to think about, and the Discovery Southeast group definitely is. They've got an auction. And so joining us to talk about that, we have Sean Isley, who's the executive director of Discovery Southeast, and Bess Crandall, who's the program coordinator. So for starters, Sean, can you give us a little bit of background about Discovery Southeast for those of us who may not be familiar with the program?
Yeah, well, hopefully for anyone who's grown up in Juno over the last 30 years, they're really familiar with the program because we've been serving elementary schools in Juno for the last 32 years now. So kind of the program that we're known for is Nature Studies, and that provides hands-on nature and science education to Juno classrooms. And so right now we go into we're offered at every elementary school, every grade K through 5, and we go into the classrooms 3 times each season, fall, winter, and spring, and we do a science lesson, and then we do a half-day field trip on a subsequent day, and then we come back on a third day and do a wrap-up science lesson. And that's every season of every school year, except, of course, during a pandemic when everything is different. And so we've really been hustling this year to make sure that we're still providing relevant experiences when classrooms are not in session, but it's a really important time to be getting outdoors. So we're still having classroom programs going on, also well known for our summer camps, after school programs, and even professional development training for teachers who want to engage their classrooms more in hands-on science outdoors.
So, Bess, you want to talk about some of the programs that you've had during this time of COVID? I bet you had to be pretty creative.
Sure, yeah. We started doing our in-person programs again last summer. And before that, we were, like you said, trying to be creative and still engaging kids, getting them outdoors. We became really good at video editing and made some ways for kids to engage and community members to engage outdoors with videos. And then throughout this school year, we've been offering in-person programs. They're exclusively outdoors, and you know, we wear masks and social distance. You know, we have small groups of kids going outside. So we've continued those throughout the school year. And this spring, we're excited because now that school's back in session in person, we're able to go back to kind of what Sean was talking about, our original nature studies programs, where we reach all the kids who are going to public schools. And so we'll be taking those kids out this spring for their spring nature studies field trips.
I suppose with all the workarounds that you've had to do, the creativity that you've employed, that you've learned some lessons. And maybe one of the big lessons might be how important it is for kids to get outdoors. I know you had to do some workarounds to get them outdoors, but have you noticed that this is more important than ever?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and Sean, you can say some things afterwards. I think we noticed this especially this summer, you know, after a couple of months of kids being isolated and locked down and not getting to see others. One of the biggest things we saw in our outdoor programs was just the ability to connect with each other. Again, was huge. And getting kids off of computer screens, while they have been a great way for us to remain connected, being in person and outdoors and fully immersed with all of our senses engaged is really important for all of us, but kids especially, as they develop and learn and grow, getting them to kind of have these new experiences. So yeah, we've definitely noticed a huge difference in just kind of the attitude and appreciation that we've experience from kids and families alike for offering programs during such a hard time.
Does this make you even more committed than ever to what you do at Discovery Southeast?
Yeah, I think in the, you know, we always really hang our hat on the science perspective, and definitely I'm really proud of the kind of the intellectual experiences that we give kids. But I think besides like that kind of curiosity, there's so much of like of mental wellness as well as physical wellness that comes from time outside. And, you know, kids spend so much time in front of a screen. And honestly, we all do right now. And we all notice those connections that we make actually when we're physically present, obviously interacting with other people, but just being out in the world. It brings so much that's so important to our own growth. You know, all of us probably remember some of those experiences from childhood. And so, yeah, it's felt particularly important to be able to provide those this year.
So I guess the thing that we should discuss is how we can help support what you do.
Well, conveniently, there's an auction this weekend. Discovery Southeast has always had our annual banquet and auction. And with the pandemic, our auction is online. It'll be starting Thursday evening at discoverysoutheast.org. It's all spelled out, discoverysoutheast.org. And there's a bunch of great things that community members have contributed. And bidding on those or even just making a contribution is a wonderful way to support these programs in our community.
So tell us about some of the enticement to take part in your auction. I understand you've got quite a few interesting items to be auctioned off.
There is great stuff this year. It's really fun. I think I'm noticing a more of an emphasis on kind of local and community things, which is wonderful to see. Let's see, the Mobile Sauna Society donated a 4-hour use of their mobile sauna for your own sauna party. There's a garden consultation from Sunny Slope Organic Farm. All kinds of jewelry. Mary Lou King made some Nagoonberry jam that'll be on auction. Alaska Airline tickets. All kinds of great stuff. Homemade bread. 2 nights in Tenneke. Some people have offered, commercial fishermen have offered some halibut and fresh dungies this summer. Intertidal beach walk is another one of the things. So there's all kinds of just great offerings that are something that you will be happy to have, and you'll be happy to be investing in the cause too.
So how is your organization supported? Obviously through donations like this, but I imagine that especially in times of COVID, it's tough to raise money for things because we're a little more limited in the social contact that we're used to having for events like this.
Yeah. You know, over the past 4 years, we've really developed a strong partnership with the Menonhall Glacier, and we've been running the bookstore and gift shop out there. And that's actually been one of our biggest pillars of support over the last 2 years. And obviously there was no retail tourism last year. And I think it looks pretty tough this year also. So it's definitely, this year has definitely presented challenges. And I think it's done that for so many causes across our community and so many individuals in our community. One kind of special thing we're doing this year is that when someone donates an item to auction at the online auction, they have the opportunity to split the proceeds with another nonprofit. So it's just kind of a unique way of recognizing, hey, there's a lot of need within our community, and this is a great way that we can kind of share the support among everybody.
Well, that mobile sauna, I've never heard of that as an auction.
Doesn't that sound great?
It does. So how do we participate in this online auction?
You know, it's really simple. Starting Thursday night, just go to discoverysoutheast.org. We'll have a link right there to our auction website. It'll be right on our website. You will have to log in, which is super simple, and then place bids.
So, Bess, can you share with me maybe a personal experience that you've had, maybe an aha moment where you've been out with these students and you realize that this makes a difference?
There must be many. There are a lot. I don't know if I'll be able to come up with a very specific one. But I think, especially recently, I actually was able to do a couple field trips with some kinder first and second graders at Menonhall River. And some of my favorite moments on those trips are either when kids are like, kind of like, wow, I didn't even realize that this was here or this was out here or that I could have fun out in my backyard. So finding something really interesting, I think small kids always find really interesting things because they're lower to the ground. So they'll find like a cool mushroom or, you know, some sort of animal sign. But the other thing that I've really enjoyed as I do this more and more over the years is seeing them make connections with previous experiences that I've been out there with them. So, you know, taking a second grade class out, I've also taken them out in kindergarten and first grade. And we will stop at a particular blueberry bush, for example, and they'll remember looking at it the year before. And I just think that it's just a really cool thing to witness in kids building memories and building connections and understanding just the world around them. So that's something that I've really enjoyed.
Sean, how about you? Any special memories in helping get this program out to kids, what you've observed?
Probably one of the most interesting is when a child steps off trail for the first time. And, you know, you think about these, just like the human-built environment that we're so used to, walking on asphalt and sidewalks. And it sounds really weird that, you know, there's a lot of kids that have never stepped off of the trail and all of a sudden kind of ventured onto uneven ground. And, you know, that's a very real experience, but it's also a real metaphor for what's going on and kind of exploring and delving into the world around them. That's just wonderful to see.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you, Sean Isley and Bess Crandall from Discovery Southeast, telling us a little bit about your program and your upcoming auction online from April 1st through the 4th. Thanks very much for joining us and good luck. Hope you raise a lot of money.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.